Good morning, and thank you for welcoming me to serve in this capacity for the service today. Now, as Kitty mentioned, today's a little different because we're doing a service of hymns. Now, be honest, I know some of you out there groaned just a little when you heard that that's what was going to be going on today. It's okay. There are two of us, two kinds of people out here today. We have the singers, and we have the listeners. And if you're a listener, it's all right. It's okay. But I happen to be a singer. And so being a part of the singers camp, let me make a little case for music here. Okay? I've got Amazon Prime. And I've noticed that on Amazon Prime, they have a variety of playlists. They have a playlist for relaxation. They have a playlist for work. If you're doing work, you need to concentrate. They have a certain kind of music that's supposed to help you with that. They have a playlist for energetic boost workout. I don't play that one. They have a variety. And if you're playing one of those playlists, you're doing that to put yourself in a certain frame of mind, right? I know most of us have our own version of a playlist. There's songs that you think about for certain occasions. There's songs that you'll play to remind you of the love of your life. There's songs that my kids might play, and I'll know if they're in a bad mood or if they're in a good mood by the kind of music they're playing, right? But there's a whole science to that, and music therapy has come out of that knowledge and that research. And just to quote a little bit here about music therapy from a more scientific perspective, it says, music therapy has proven useful for treating people with autism, Alzheimer's, chronic pain, emotional trauma, and a variety of mental disorders, including depression. Have you ever played a song to help lift your spirits? Well, there's science behind that. And according to BrainFit.com, potential benefits from working with a musical therapist include improved mood and concentration, improved motivation, decreased anxiety and anger, and lower stress levels and frustration. So if you're a listener out there, good news today, when you leave this service, you're going to be calmer and happier and more relaxed, okay? Well, today we are singing through the scriptures. And each song that we're going to be singing, each song that was chosen for today's service actually quotes scripture. It doesn't just refer to a biblical principle. It actually has the scripture passage in it. And growing up, I learned a lot from the old King James Version, and I really appreciate the newer versions and how accessible that makes Scripture. But a lot of these songs have the these and thines and shalls in them, so there a lot of them are from King James, and those are the scriptures that I've used here. Our first scripture reading today came from 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. All Scripture, it says, all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient and equipped for every good work. It's so wonderful that we have access to God's holy word. It's great that we have the ability to know what is in the heart of God and what his instructions are for us. And while we have the great Google and we have all our smart devices to give us access to those, and we can do a find and get to that very quickly, you know, one of the best ways to have scripture, God's words, ready for us is scripture memorization. So we're going to do a little scripture memorization today. And I'm guessing some more of you just groaned a little inside. Scripture memorization isn't always the top fun thing that people do, but you know, it's made so much easier through music. Someone mentioned earlier in Sunday school, Schoolhouse Rock. I'm just a bill. You guys remember that? Or Conjunction. There's lots of songs that we sing to memorize things. And Scripture is actually the same with that. So Psalm 119:11 says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God." So in addition to singing today, we're actually going to be singing Scripture. And you'll know some of these, so you've already got some of the memorization down. In your bulletin, as I said, every song has Scripture associated with it. And I'm not going to be going through all those Scriptures. So take your bulletin with you. You can look it up on BibleGateway.com, or if you want to hear them over again and meditate on it, you know, these are all available on YouTube, these songs. So that's another way that you can meditate on Scripture. The first hymn selection for this service is Thy Word. And we just read the Scripture. Psalm 119:105, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Now, later on in that song, it references Psalm 118, verse 6. "With the Lord on my side, I do not fear. What can mortals do to me?" What a wonderful passage to be able to meditate on. It's a song that was popularized by Amy Grant, and you may already know it. So as we sing this, you can remain seated for the songs that we sing during this portion of the service. When you sing, sing with gusto, right? If you're a listener, listen and meditate on the words that we're going to be singing. So join me now as we sing hymn number 458, Thy Word. And we are going to be going through that two times. Okay, it's a short song, so to help with memorization, we do repetition, right? So two times. Thank you. You know, Scripture provides direction. We just read that. Direction on making choices, directions on facing difficulty. Our prayer response this morning is a great example of this, and it's actually my favorite verse in the Bible. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." What a great passage. This verse comes to mind when I don't know what decision to make or when I don't understand the why of what's going on. And it's a great verse, it's a great passage because it provides a clear four-step process to help you know what to do. Step one, trust in the Lord. How much? With all your heart. Do I trust God? Sunday school answer, of course I trust God. God is God. He is sovereign. He created the world. God loves us. I've seen and experienced that in so many ways. Do I trust God? Of course I trust God. And I'm sure many of us freely and honestly, sincerely give that answer. So what's up with step two? And lean not on your own understanding. Why is that necessary if we trust God? Well, I think it's because God knows me really well, and he knows that I like to understand things. I want to know why. Why did this thing happen? He knows that I want to understand what is going on, and I want to have a methodical process for things. Let's go from step A to B to C so that I know what the ending is supposed to look like. But we're to simply trust God. We aren't supposed to lean on our understanding. If I've got a sickness and need surgery for it, if a loved one has passed away, if there's people problems and you just can't figure it out, what are we supposed to do? Where do we turn? Well, this passage gives it to us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Step 3. In all your ways, acknowledge him. So that means that we're supposed to be a witness for God's presence in our life throughout all of our life, all the parts of our life, when we get up, when we're interacting with those people that we don't understand, when circumstances come about in our life. We are still to acknowledge God in all of our ways, in everything that we do. And what's the promise? Step 4, he will direct your path. What a comfort. How wonderful. God doesn't just exist as a lofty God up there that looks down on us and shakes his head or bestows this little bit here or there. God is going to direct our path. And it's not going to be something that we have to interpret and really try to figure out. I've been in situations before where I was leaning a little too much on my own understanding. And God very clearly directed, actually, Carolyn, it's over here. There's where you need to be. Here's what needs to go on. So that is just one of my favorite verses for all of those reasons. And I rely on that. And I do often sing that song that we just sung. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Our next song is also a familiar hymn, Seek Ye First. This song draws its lyrics from three passages of Scripture, all in Matthew. The first verse comes from Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Verse 2 echoes Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Verse 3 is based on Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Once again, God makes it very clear. He wants a relationship with us, a relationship that begins with you seeking him first. And how wonderful are the riches of that relationship, things that are eternal. So what are they? Well, his righteousness, according to these scriptures, his truth. God's wisdom is available when we seek, when we knock. And most important, his salvation starts by seeking. A hymn that we sung, cleanse me or search me, O God, and know my heart. There's a confession of who we are and our brokenness. And all these things will be added unto you. So please join me in hymn 175, Seek Ye First. Our final song in this part of the service is an old favorite of mine, His Eye is on the Sparrow. In Luke 12, verses 6 to 7, Jesus tells his disciples, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs on your head are numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Fear not. Fear not. God does care. And he provides for the least of the birds, the sparrows. And he cares enough about you to know even the smallest details about you. So don't be discouraged. You aren't alone. The song continues, "When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he." This refers to Lamentations 3:24. Now, when I'm doing scripture memory, Lamentations is not generally the book I open. I open the Gospels or Proverbs or the Psalms or Paul's letters, but Lamentations. Well, let's see what's found in Lamentations. "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him." In verse 2, the song echoes Christ's word in John 14:1, "Let not your heart be troubled." The song expands on these thoughts by stating, "When hope within me dies, I draw closer to him. From cares he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow. I know he watches me." What wonderful verses given in song that provide great comfort that God really does care. Reassurance not to worry and a hope for a bright future. It's so appropriate that the chorus to this song declares, "I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me." Join me in hymn 661, "His Eye is on the Sparrow." We've been informed by God's word this morning. We've been instructed. We've been encouraged. So whether you're a singer or whether you're a listener, learn these songs and search for more scripture songs so that God can speak to you through his word as you sing through the scriptures. Let us go to God in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us your essence through the Holy Scriptures. And thank you for the joy of music that helps us to more easily recall your instruction, your call for faith and dedication, and your promises. Help us to seek you first this week as we shine your light into the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.